Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Barbara Lewis bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage and you listening, reading, checking out the blog, subscribing to the newsletter, checking the poll question. We ask you different questions every week, and we want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And it doesn't matter how much time you have. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on anything that you might have on your mind. Challenge or opportunity. We got something you can find there that will help you, and it's easy to find, too. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. She's all over our website. She has her own suite. Her very own Lois Geller suite. It's a very important place on our website where we present all of the great things that she's taught us over the years. LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com. Right, Lois? That's your website.
Right.
They can find your books there too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
And you're all over Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and where else are you? Where else can they?
And I have my blog. It's called JoyOfDirectMarketing.com. And that's gotten to be really popular lately, so we're excited about that.
Now, you talked in the previous segment about LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Those are the big three social media sites. But how do you reconcile that activity on those? How do you find the ROI in those? How do you focus on those without taking your eye off of the traditional? That has been how most people have gotten the traditional marketing sources, which is how most people have gotten the word out in the past. How do we do that?
Well, I guess the traditional ways that companies have gotten an ROI on advertising and commercials just don't work that well anymore.
So all the things that you taught people for all these years that you helped your clients on, you're not doing direct marketing anymore. You're not doing those kinds of things anymore.
Well, for many of our clients, we still do direct mail programs because it's the mainstay of their business. Catalog companies still need to do direct mail catalogs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that the response rates that we're getting are not as high as
right.
they used to be. Our break-even analysis. Usually, the margins are much smaller. Mm-hmm. Profit margins are smaller.
Are you getting a higher break-even and margins on the social media activity?
Well, we are in a funny kind of a way. The way we're doing it is we're using social media to drive people to websites. And when they go to websites, the conversion rates are higher.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the product or service. In the business-to-business area, it's harder for us to measure because when somebody calls up an accountant as a result of a tweet that I did and I send them to a website and then they call the accountant's office, it's hard to track that it first came from Twitter. We do find, though, that when we do start tweeting and we do start using LinkedIn and Facebook to talk about it, that third-person endorsement that carries a lot more weight than any advertisement would.
When you say third-person endorsement, you're saying when you, as a marketing professional, do this for them? Or is there a spokesperson? How does that work?
It's usually me as a marketing person talking about a case, for instance, for a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Goldman's case just recently on the negligence that happened in front of CVS, for instance, ended up that the client got awarded $850,000, blah, 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 and that kind of a thing. And that kind of a thing, talking about the case,
And you connect that to the attorney who won the case.
Yes, exactly. We don't talk about, oh, this is the best attorney
right.
since.
So how would a traditional Main Street small business pull that off?
Well, they could do it by using quotes or testimonials from their customers, or they could become an authority in a certain area. So if they're a small business and they specialize in, I don't know, maybe they're the Roto-Rooter man in the area, but if they specialize in a certain kind of cleaning out of drains, cesspools, or I don't know what they're called, underneath people's homes, if they talk about the fact that there was a flood last week in Hollywood, Florida, and their Roto-Rooter man came in and got it out in about 25 minutes.
But the customers need to do that, right? The customers need to post that. How do we get them to do that?
Well, we do that by inviting them and getting people locally in our area to follow us and then talk. Mm-hmm. And we engage them in conversation. We engage them in contests. We get their email address.
Because there's got to be something in it for them, right? I mean, otherwise they become our marketing employees, basically, if there's not something in it for them.
Well, about 1% of everybody that's on social media is a spokesperson. They're either saying something good about your product or they're saying something bad. And the ones that say something bad can often be turned around to be the ones that talk well about it.
Right.
So those vocal ones are the ones we want to get. And that 1% is the one that we go after all the time.
Right. I understand.
Trying to find them too.
Lois, I got to wrap it up. We're going to run out of time as we often do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us with this. Lois Geller, marketinggroup.com, right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank
Have
you,
a great day.
Lois, see you next time. Quick
break.
Okay. Bye. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.